Good morning. A Wednesday morning, that means Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
And as I just said to you before we came on, a momentous day for Momentive, a company that was on strike since November. Explain, that is now apparently over.
Yeah, the union representing workers at that Waterford chemical plant has ratified a new contract, ending a strike that began 100 days ago. The 700 workers at Momentive Performance Materials are expected back at work today. Momentive and union leaders announced this tentative pact last week, and it was met with praise from state and federal lawmakers, including Governor Cuomo and Senator Schumer. Tuesday's favorable vote by the workers made it official. The workers have been on strike since November 2nd, protesting cuts to health care benefits and wages, as well as frozen pensions. They were also fighting to stop the elimination of health care benefits. During the strike, union members pointed to Momentive bringing on less skilled replacement workers as the reason for a spike in oil and chemical spills at the plant. Last month, the State Department of Environmental Conservation cited the company for numerous health and safety violations found during 6 site inspections since union workers walked out. We talked to workers yesterday as the vote was going on. Some of them felt they didn't achieve everything they wanted to or deserved in this contract that was reached. But union officials say that the agreement represents a substantial improvement over the company's take-it-or-leave-it offer that sparked the strike last November. The 3-year deal includes raises and protects a matching retirement fund that the company wanted to cut, while also providing a one-time bonus of $2,000. Reduces health insurance, cuts accrued vacation time, and ends health and life insurance benefits for retirees. Contract leaves unresolved, however, the future of 27 employees fired by Momentive during the strike, whether it was for alleged misconduct on the picket line or alleged sabotage. The contract says that there will be some neutral investigator who will look into that. To soften the blow of reduced health care benefits, Momentive will provide 50 cents for every $1 employees contribute to a new health savings account. Just to orient people, so Momentive is in Waterford. It used to be known as GE Silicones, but was spun off to private equity firms back in 2006.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick. She is the editor of the Daily Gazette. You can find out more by simply going to dailygazette.com or picking up a copy of the paper. Judy certainly won't mind. Judy, thanks so much.